Ich habe jetzt hier live am Telefon Jules Lamour vom Projekt May Peace Prevail on Earth. Sie kommt aus den USA, darum wechsle ich gleich ins Englische. So, Jules, tell me a bit about yourself. What do you do?
Hello, Matthias. So I am Jules Lamour, and I am the director of Peace Pals International, which is a project of May Peace Prevail on Earth International. And our headquarters are based in the United States with offices around the world. So I am part of this wonderful organization, which works with promoting peace with the universal message of May Peace Prevail on Earth. And my primary responsibilities are working with, you know, the young people and getting our projects out there to young people through our Peace Pals International Art Project, which we host annually every year. So that is who I am and what I do.
Okay. Talking about your work at Peace Pals, can you tell us a bit about that work and also the work that these young people, those children, are doing?
Certainly. So Peace Pals International, we are going into, I believe, our 22nd year. And we started this as a way to encourage young people, really, to start at the youngest age of 5, to be able to express what peace means to them through art. And using the message, May Peace Prevail on Earth, we have been asking these young people to draw, to create artwork based on a particular theme that we will have every year. So, for instance, one year we had the theme as My Hero, which is an organization called My Hero. And children were asked to draw or paint their hero, no matter what it was, and to include the message, May Peace Prevail on Earth, in their language or in English, however they wanted to. And what this does, Matthias, is it allows really young children the opportunity to be able to express themselves through art without having to verbally say it, because it's hard for a 5-year-old to express necessarily verbally, and it allows parents to start having those really important conversations with children, and that's really the basis for it. It's to, you know, to just allow our kids to express themselves and let the world know what peace means to them through art.
Now, you've talked about the children. What does peace mean for you, and why is peace important for you?
You know, when we walk outside our doors every day, you know, whether it be to go to work, to go to the grocery store, to go to the park, to go to school, we want to be able to walk outside and know that we're safe. And that when we look around us, we don't look around in fear. And we can have this sense of peace and well-being and security. And knowing that our children don't have to fear and that our planet doesn't have to fear. Because war affects everything. It affects our physical bodies, our emotional beings, our spiritual. It affects the trees and the mountains and the water, it affects everything. So peace is so important on so many levels because it affects everything. It affects even the smallest atoms. And that's why peace is so important to me.
Now, the May Peace Prevail on Earth project, it reaches a lot of people, but how do we, especially the younger people and their parents, but there are still a lot of people that maybe don't have a lot of contact with your project or peace in general. So how do we inspire people to engage in more peace work like you do?
I think I believe that it starts with a conversation. If, you know, I invite everybody to visit our main website, which is so simple. It's worldpeace.org. And there are so many ways that people can, in their communities, in their homes, in their schools, promote the message of May Peace Prevail on Earth. You, through having an art project with children in schools to a World Peace Flag Ceremony, which acknowledges and embraces every country in the world. For instance, we would do a flag ceremony and we would say, "May peace be in Switzerland. May peace prevail on Earth." And we would do that for every country in the world. Or to have a peace pole. The peace pole is a four-sided pole with May Peace Prevail on Earth in every language of the world, including indigenous languages. And you can make your own peace pole. You can buy a peace pole. But to have a peace pole planting ceremony. And what that does, for no money to a lot of money, is start opening up the conversations. And I think that that's the most important thing, is to have those conversations. And you can do it through the simplest form of art, or a story, or discussion, but definitely to go to worldpeace.org and look at our different activities that adults and children, that anybody can do. That, I think that's the key, is starting to know where to go, where to look.
And what are the plans for the future of May Peace Prevail on Earth and Peace Pals?
Well, our plans for May Peace Prevail on Earth right now, we are working on having a peace pole in every country around the world. So that everybody, it's on every continent. We have probably, you know, numbers are really hard to say, but from what I've been looking at, we have over 200,000 peace poles around the world. So our goal is to have a peace pole in every country, in every state, in every city, province, school, government building, so that when somebody walks in to a place or to a park, they see it. And they're touched by it, by the very simple words of May Peace Prevail on Earth. So our goal is to make sure that every person in the world gets to experience this. And Peace Pals is to have every child in every country represented through our Ambassador of Peace Project. Right now we have 104 countries represented. I would love to get a child from every country. So for me and for May Peace Prevail on Earth International, if you can open the eyes of one child, the world has changed. One child can make a difference in the world. So that's our goal, is to just touch people and let them know that really all we need is peace, that the foundation starts with peace, and all will be good.
Now, for my last question, would you like to give a message to our listeners?
Yes, thank you. It's really, you know, for me, as I approach my 60th year in life, and I look back and I think of, you know, what I've accomplished and what I dream for myself, and, you know, before I depart this planet and this world, is to know that the children that are here now and the children that are coming forth are going to be okay. And the only way that they will be okay is if we listen to them and we hear them and we pay attention to the young people and not discount them, because the voice of a young person is profound and so wise, and so many times adults don't listen to young people, but we can learn from them. And so I say this to all the adults in the world, to listen to your children, to listen to your young people, that maybe it's time to hand over the work that you're doing to somebody young for fresh new ideas, because that's how we will grow. And for the young people, to just continue to believe in themselves, that they're wonderful and brilliant and beautiful. And that's my message, to not lose faith.
Okay, thank you, Jules, for this very nice and very inspiring interview. I wish you the very best for the further projects that you have. And
thank you
again.
And I really thank you. And just really quick, I know that you're going to be having interviews with some of our young people from Peace Pals, and to say to enjoy them, and I'll be listening, as well the world will be, to hear the voices of the young people coming up. And thank you, Matthias. I wish you such great things in your life and great success.
Thank you very much.
And you have a great evening.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye.